And you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
A place. There's something cozy, comforting, and safe about having a place. Forts, tree houses, baseball diamonds, baseball dugouts, and the like exist, I think, because they offer the ones who use them this feeling of, and this is cool, and now I can finally relax. Have you built any backyard forts or couch cushion forts during the pandemic? In church life during the pandemic, we haven't really experienced different places in the building. Several months back, I made a church tour video, and maybe it's time for another one of those. A few weeks ago, we had an online service recorded from the mountains in Colorado. Today we have one from a baseball diamond in Avon Park. But for the most part, we've only experienced the sanctuary in church service videos and my office in the Friday videos. Now that I think about it, we've also been able to see many memories, locations, inspirational views in the music videos that we've been able to put together for the services. I guess in many ways we've been able to experience this wide variety of locations, even as we've largely stayed at home. We're longing for that time when we'll be together physically again in one space, and it's coming closer. We do have that plan for how to do it safely. It's still linked on the front page of our website, and I know that with recent announcements from the CDC, we're reevaluating that and figuring out how it all works. While still we are physically distant from one another, we are still part of sacred space. And in that space, though it is different, we have community, we have goodness, we have safety, and all of that is wonderful. And may we, as a caring community of Christ, remember that God's love is not just for, well, an exclusive group who gets to be in that space. In today's Bible reading, Jesus prayed for the disciples. He prayed for all of his disciples. And his prayer was not that they would have exclusive access to God and then do everything possible to make others feel unwanted. Nope, not at all. Jesus didn't pray that. He prayed for his disciples. He prayed for their protection. He prayed for their unity, that they all may be one. So what has become of that unity? It's so much easier to disagree. And there's violence, hatred, anger in Palestine and Israel. How do we live out Jesus' call to love one another when no matter what you say, someone is going to be sure you said the wrong thing? Violence, anger, and hatred are not just present in Palestine and Israel now. They seem to be a way of life. Israel's presence, continued provocation, and violence against Palestinians feeds more anger, hatred, and violence. Protests and also violent responses from Palestinians provide reason for Israeli police and military to respond with massive force. And the cycle continues, and it escalates. No one can win. Death and destruction are not a sustainable path toward peace. Treating anyone as a second-class citizen and giving privilege to another group of people goes against the tenets of any major religion. And a desire to annihilate your enemy goes against the tenets of true humanity. God's solution to all of this? It was and remains Jubilee. That's a restart where all are treated with respect, fairness, and dignity. And though it was and is part of God's plan, it is never happened. No population has ever been able to agree to Jubilee. Disagreement is a way of life. We disagree about politics. We disagree about social issues. We disagree about worship settings. We disagree about how to respond to the most recent announcement from the CDC regarding mask wearing. We disagree, we disagree, we disagree. That they all may be one. Listen to this. Some things that the United Church of Christ holds dear. We believe The UCC is called to be a united and uniting church, that they all may be one, from John 17:21. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, diversity. In all things, charity. These UCC mottos survive because they touch core values deep within us. The UCC has no rigid formulation or of doctrine or attachment to creeds or structures. Its overarching creed is love. UCC pastors and teachers are known for their commitment to excellence in theological preparation, interpretation of the scripture, and justice advocacy. Even so, love and unity in the midst of our diversity are our greatest assets. Love and unity in the midst of our diversity are our greatest assets. And all people should be treated with decency and respect. A caring community of Christ with love and unity in the midst of our diversity. A people of prayer and action with love and unity in the midst of our diversity. A beacon of hope, justice, and peace with love and unity in the midst of our diversity. I know that we still have and will continue to have wedge issues that make us so angry and make us want to fight each other, but we can be unified even when we have those disagreements. Love and unity in the midst of our diversity are our greatest assets. We will disagree about many, many things. We will disagree about what is essential and what is non-essential. But love and unity in the midst of our diversity are our greatest assets. This technology we're using, or any technology, new technology, it's not among our greatest assets. Our traditions are not among our greatest assets. Our endowment is not among our greatest assets. Our music is not among our greatest assets. The building, the whole property, are not among our greatest assets. Love and unity in the midst of our diversity are our greatest assets. That's our ability to live out community, to live out love without having to agree about everything. So let's focus on our greatest assets. Let's spend time listening to someone we disagree with about something significant. No need to convince them of their wrongness about the issue. Let's just listen and be genuinely interested. And in the midst of that diversity of thoughts, let's show love and unity, no matter what. Let's invite some people we don't agree with to these online services, or when we're back in the building, to church. It's all church, I know. If they're not part of the services already, invite. Or if they were part and they're not anymore, invite again. And let's do that with one person, then with another, and another, and another. Same process, same genuine love. Same invitation. John 17:21, that they all may be one. Love and unity in the midst of our diversity are our greatest assets. Assets meant to be shared, not just ours. Amen.